The EU actually encouraged President Mugabe to make this declaration. It makes it easier for donors to raise money for food aid. And currently in Zimbabwe, about 2.4 million people are in need of food aid. That's more than a quarter of the population of the country. Zimbabwe has had extremely low rainfall since last year, and El Nino made it worse this year. I spoke to Jan Vossen about the situation on the ground. He's the country director for Oxfam International in Zimbabwe.
What we see on the ground is actually that people are really having problems to make ends meet. In my finger district, for instance, is one of the drier provinces. It's not only about food for the people, but also food for their animals. And we see that the people, farmers, are even using the thatch of their roof to feed their animals, I mean. Animals are dying. People have animals for which they no longer have fodder. They have to sell these animals for a very, very low price, between 30 and 50 US dollars. Well, normally such a beast would fetch around $300 in the market. So the situation is really desperate.
As Vossen mentioned, the drought has wreaked havoc on the agricultural sector. Thousands of cattle have already died. I also spoke with Hendrik Oliver. He's the director of the Commercial Farmers Union of Zimbabwe. I asked him which farmers had been worst affected.
Well, the people that are in trouble is predominantly your livestock producers, cattle farmers. Then you have your resettlement and communal farmers. They are predominantly maize farmers growing maize for household consumption. It is their staple food diet. And we haven't seen any meaningful rain to produce this crop at this stage, so they are in serious problems. So those are the farmers that are being seriously affected at this stage, livestock and crop farmers, especially maize farmers. People who have got access to water and irrigation facilities are much far better off than those farmers who are dependent on dry land and water from the rains and all that.
Zimbabwe used to be called the breadbasket of Africa, but in the past 15 years, the country has not done as well. In the year 2000, Mugabe enacted a series of controversial land reforms. He broke up about 4,000 farms owned by established white farmers and redistributed them to black farmers. Critics have said that this destabilized the sector. Even Mugabe admitted errors. Oliver said that the effects of the drought are compounded by these pre-existing problems.
Well, we've seen that the situation is desperate, particularly in the hard-hit, drier areas of Zimbabwe. We see that only 40% of the farmers have actually been planting maize. So we see that farmers have hardly planted. And where they have planted, we see actually that the crops are just not coming. So the harvest will be a great failure.
It's true that many of Zimbabwe's small-scale farmers don't have irrigation systems. They're super susceptible to the weather. If it doesn't rain, they're stuck. I asked Vossen of Oxfam International about how crop farmers were faring.
Well, we've seen that the situation is desperate, particularly in the hard-hit, drier areas of Zimbabwe. We see that only 40% of the farmers have actually been planting maize. So we see that farmers have hardly planted. And where they have planted, we see actually that the crops are just not coming. So the harvest will be a great failure.
It's true that many of Zimbabwe's small-scale farmers don't have irrigation systems. They're super susceptible to weather. If it doesn't rain, they're stuck. Despite this, the government has urged Zimbabweans not to panic. They say they'll import enough food. Yet the drought has hit the whole region. The United Nations World Food Program has said some 14 million people face hunger in southern Africa. So Zimbabwe might not be the last country to declare a state of disaster.